Sog der heilige Gemorra, der Baram darf sein am Eralef. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Aboidek Tzorach Sheyavorech. Some of the Oilam here was Medaik, that in the Rosh it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Aboidek Tzorach Sheyavorech. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav would make things a little bit better, because then we've been talking about Memras in the name of Rav, for a little while. The past thing we saw, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Before that was also Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. There was Aboidik Tzorach Sheyivatel. Maybe this is all like Rav's memras in Psachim. I don't know. Because or else the thing before Pascha Ifsha like has no Shaykh. It's like it totally doesn't belong over here. Why are we doing Pascha Ifsha in the middle of nowhere? So if it's all Rav Mela, you could say it's all Rav's stuff. But if it's just Amar Rav Yehuda, then this is not a quote from Rav. Then this is then the Pascha Ifsha Sugya totally didn't belong, and that's why we didn't learn it. Akoponim, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Haboidek Tzorach Sheyivorech. Person does bdik, he has to make a bracha, and right away the Achroinim Rishonim pounce, and the Rishonim say, why would you think you don't have to make a bracha? Of course you have to make a bracha. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. And if you want to say, oh, but it's only a mitzvah midirabanan, so what? Do you make a bracha on Megillah? On Ner Chanukah? Why shouldn't you make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz? What's the chiddush over here? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, boidik tzorach sheyivorech, shkoyach, what's the chiddush? So, shkoyach. Says the Rosh, Duloitema eino kol kach mitzvah, given the ena elavaris achometz min abayis. I'm not sure what the Rosh means. The Rosh says, Znishkin groisa mitzvah. It's not so much a mitzvah over here. Znishkin groisa mitzvah. What says Znishkin groisa mitzvah? What does he mean, eino kol kach mitzvah? Given she ena elavaris achometz min abayis. I don't know exactly what he means. I'm not sure what the Rosh means. What? He means you should do the it's ein kokach mitzvah. Kimen she'ena ela levayer es hachometz min habayis. It doesn't sound like to me even the whole thing's not a mitzvah bechlal. It doesn't sound like it's a mitzvah. I don't know. I'm not sure what the... I have a few other thoughts of what the Rosh means. I'll tell you what... We'll see. We'll see. I thought that maybe the Rosh means that you're doing the Bedikah in order not to be over on Bayer or Bayer Matzah. It's not a mitzvah. It's to avoid being over in Avera more than a mitzvah. Right? When a person makes sure that he doesn't wear shatness, when he checks his clothing for shatness, does he make a bracha? No, you don't make a bracha on that. It's not a mitzvah. You're just avoiding being over an avera. I don't know if that's what it means. You're just trying to get rid of your chametz from your house. And the Torah is saying, bayu abayimatze.
That's what it means. By Shabbos, don't you make a bracha also?
What?
Then by Shabbos, you should also make a bracha.
You don't?
I'm saying, so then, if that's what he meant... No, it's
why taka do you make a bracha, you're saying? Right, why taka do you? It says ein el kol kach mitzvah. It's not so much of a mitzvah. What does that mean?
Is that saying it's a hamin, or is that saying that?
Saying explaining why would I think that you don't make a bracha kivan? V'lo itemad ein kol kach mitzvah kivan she ein elavar. Don't say that it's not so much of a mitzvah. Kamash mal, it's epis a mitzvah. I'm not sure. This is the rush. Oh, very good. If you go like that, the Baal Yerah is mechayiv you, even though it's Ein Chalayim. The Torah doesn't say it that way, but it's epis. Yeah.
So it doesn't look so connected to the beer.
It doesn't look so.
Before, it's the beginning of the beer, but it doesn't look like it.
It doesn't appear to be a mitzvah. So I want to know if this is different than the Ran. Let's see what the Ran says. Ran says, also asked the question, Vim Toimar Pshita, Loma lo yivarech kishem shum avarech ala mitzvah. It's cool, huh? Yeish loim edokamash malon, daaf agav de biur chametz. Iker ha-mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah is biur. Afilu hachim isha shu maschil ba. Da'ainu b'shas b'dika mevarach alei. What the Ran is saying, that the Vart is, avada, you're doing over here a mitzvah. It's just that the word is you're making the bracha at the wrong time. You should make the bracha later. I don't know if that's what the Rosh is saying, that the bracha should be. The mice do make a bracha when we burn the chametz? No. So I don't think the Rosh is saying that we should make the bracha later. The Rosh is saying you shouldn't make a bracha at all. The Ran is saying, if you would have asked me, when should you have made the bracha? Later on. The Ran is saying, Avada, what you're doing over here is a mitzvah. The Shaila is, do you make a bracha in the beginning stages of the mitzvah or at the kiyum of the mitzvah? That's the Chiddush. Haboydek tzarech sheyivarech. Avada, I need to make a bracha. The Shaila just is, when do you make the bracha? According to the Rosh, it sounds like the Shaila is bechlal to machmir a bracha v'zazach. Eino kochach mitzvah bechlal. It's nishke mitzvah. So you can go, well, it's not really a mitzvah. Maybe the Rosh would hold even on the burning, you wouldn't do a mitzvah. I don't know, maybe it's only beer. It's only, so you shouldn't be over by your all by your matzeh. It's only an order not to be over by your all by your matzeh. I'll give you an example. Let's go like this. According to Tosfos, when are you mekayim mitzvahs tashbisu? When are you mekayim mitzvahs tashbisu? Which means after the 6 hours. So the bedikah that you're doing beforehand, is that a kiyum of tashbisu? No. When's your tashbisu? After 6 hours. So when you're doing a bedikah, is it a kiyum of tashbisu b'chalal? No. So what are you doing? You're just making sure you're not over b'alirah b'alimatzeh. I don't know if that's true. No. For example, if you burn it beforehand, it's tashbasa b'chol davar. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah with what you did beforehand. Any chametz you're going to get rid of before the 7th hour, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You saved one kazayis and did that kazayis. Everything else, you're not mekayim tashbisa. So I think maybe the Rosh is saying there's no mitzvah here. You're not doing a mitzvah. You're avoiding an avera. It's ain't a kokach mitzvah. Maybe in a chanami, the way to avoid that very the Torah, because there's a whole Rav Nachum that says that Yerubi Amatzi is almost like forcing you to check for chametz. So therefore, it's epis a mitzvah enough to make a bracha. That's the chiddush. You make a bracha on a zasot mitzvah. It's nishkin. It's not a whole mitzvah. But the Ran is according to Rashi, when you mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. What? Not only with the bittul. When you mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. Before Sheishais. So all this work that you're doing is all part of your Kiyam HaMitzvah. Right? It's all part of your Kiyam HaMitzvah. So maybe the Ran holds, like Rashi, that we're doing, that the Bedika is Tashbisu. It's a Tashbisu. Is it a Mitzvah? Yes, but when do you fulfill your Mitzvah? When do you finish your Mitzvah? In the morning, when you burn it, make the bracha then. But the Ran says, "Are you making a bracha? You're mekayim a tashbisu because part of your tashbisu, the burning to be part of your tashbisu." Hashenkin, according to the Rosh, it's not even such a mitzvah b'chlal.
If beer is the ikra mitzvah, why don't you make the bracha then?
What'd you say?
If burning it is the ikra mitzvah, like the Ran says, why don't you make the bracha then?
Says the Ran that mishashu maschil ba. You mevarch, mishashu maschil ba umevarch. Ask the Ran a question. Aye. So, if that's the case, so why do you make a bracha? Livdoik. The bracha should be livvaer. Ask the Ran a question. Why don't we make a bracha livdoik? Why do we make a bracha livvaer? Why don't we? Why is the language that we choose to use? Do we say al bir chametz? We should say al bdikas chametz. Says the Ran lishi tasei, because don't forget what's the ikar mitzvah,
the beer.
The beer is the ikar mitzvah. That's the Ran. The Rush, however, if you look inside the Rush also asks the question, why we sing Lashon of Al Bir Chametz? And the Rush says something else. The Rush says, because aside for the bedika that you do at night, what else do you do at night? Bittel. And we want it to go on bittel also. If you only say Al Bedikas Chametz, the bracha is only going to go on the bedika. If you say Al Bir, the bracha is going to include the bittel, says the Rush. The Rush is not learning that the Iker Mitzvah is the burning the next morning, because the burning next morning is not really a mitzvah. Right? It's not really... the Rush says it's all going on everything at night. It's going on the Bedikah at night. It's going on the Bittel at night. That's the Rush. The Ran says, no, this is only the beginning of the process. The process really ends in the morning. Okay. Everybody says as follows. What happens if a person checks the entire house and he finds no chametz? No chametz. He makes a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, with the Shem HaMalchus, with a kavona atzuma, Al Biur chametz. And he finds no chametz. What was that?
Pieces.
So the Meiri says you have to put out pieces. 10 is alpisoid, Kabbalah things, in order that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Shouldn't be a bracha. And then the Meiri says shtusim vavolim, shtusim. You don't need it. It's not a bracha levatala. Rabbeisai. What? Why is it not a bracha levatala? What? So if the bracha is to make sure you're not over bal yira, bal yimatze, by checking, did I make sure I was not over bal yira, bal yimatze? I did an act of checking I'm not over bal yira, bal yimatze. That's the bracha. You're right, it's not such a major mitzvah. That's what the Rush says. It's not such a major mitzvah, but okay, I'm making sure I'm not over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. But if the bedika is to be Mekayim the Biur, the burning of the chametz, it's Tashbisu. Am I doing Tashbisu if I don't find even one stitch of chametz? No. So according to my simple understanding, Miyakotan, according to the Ran, you're going to need to put out pieces. According to the Rush, you will not need to put out pieces. Enochaim, the Miri brings two shitas. The Miri says, some people say put out pieces, I say no pieces. Again, if the bracha you're making right now is on the checking to make sure you're not over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, the Chacham Chazar Mesakein, make a bracha to check to make sure you're not over. Enochaim, I checked. Anachanami, so says the Rush, we just want to include the bittel. You're right. It should really be Al Bedikas Chametz. Should be. But we want to include the bittel, and you can't include the bittel with Lashon HaBedika. That's what the Rush says. But if the bracha is really on the getting rid of the chametz, there's no chametz, I didn't get rid of anything. I have to put chametz there to get rid of it, make sure I'm getting rid of something, or else the bracha levatala. Okay. Rashi seems to have a little bit of a different opinion. Rashi, I'm a little confused. If you take a look at Rashi, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara again. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Aboidik Tzorach Shiyavarech. Mai Mevarech. Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava Levayer Chometz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava Albir Chometz. I guess they're having a machlokes, Rav Papi and Rav Papa are having a machlokes what Rava said. Doesn't sound... Is this an ideological machlokes? Or this is just like... Did you hear that? Didn't he just say al? No, I think he said le. Is that what happened here exactly? What's going on? Anyone? Are they having an ideological machlekes, or are they just not sure what their Rebbe said? I'm assuming that they're just not sure what he said, because they're not saying it on their own. They're not saying, my Rebbe would hold al. They're saying, they're saying b'shem Imrei, right? So is there really a machlekes here between Rav Papi and Rav Papa? Is there a machlokes an ideological machlokes or a puppy or a papa? It just sounds like it's a machlokes. What did Rava say? You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to make a difference. If Rava said this, then Rava holds that way. What? I don't know. I'm just not sure. The reason I'm asking is because the Gemara eventually says Hilchasa al Bir. The Gemara doesn't say Hilchasa or Alocha Kirav Papa. When it says Alocha Kirav Papa, because it's not really Rav Papa. He's not really. It's not like I hold this, you all that. I thought he said this. You thought he said that. So it's not really. You know, when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, they argue. I. This is my opinion. This is just. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it sounds like you're just arguing about what the Rebbe said.
I'm not sure there are different ways of understanding Bir.
I think it's just a poil yoytze of what they're saying. I don't know how what happened. They're arguing about what Rava holds. Mishmei de Rava. Al bir chometz. So the Gemara. Bilavar kuli amlo pigi de lehaba mashma. Ki pligi be'al bir. Marasava mei kara mashma. Marasava lehaba mashma. Says Rashi. Bilavar kuli amlo pligi de lehaba mashma v'shapir dami. So Rashi tells Avek, if you would say Levair, everyone agrees it would be good. Because Levair means I'm going to do the beer afterwards. And every bracha should be over Lasiyasa, which means before you make do the mitzvah. So for sure we want the bracha to be beforehand. And Levair is mashma before. When they argue with Al Beer. So Mar Sabar Meikara mashma. Marsavar la ba mashma says Rashi meikar mashma al biur shebi arti. Vare dain lo badak. He didn't check yet. Da bracha koydim bedika. The bracha is going to be before the bedika. Ubiur hainu nami bedika. Says Rashi, biur is bedika. What does it mean? Biur is bedika. Biur is bedika, or bedika is a part of biur. What does it mean? Biur is bedika. So. The Achronim bring a Rashi, which is in Sidur Rashi, I think it is. That Rashi says, I read you the Lashon of Rashi. I'm sorry, in Sefer HaOira, Rashi says the following thing. Kol ma shehu mifane beisoy min achometz. Anyone that is emptying his house from chometz, Zesha Kaira Biur. That's called Biur. Kimoi Biarti Hakoidesh Min Habayis. Biarti Hakoidesh Min Habayis is a pasuk which is referring to a person shouldn't have any truma left in his house after a certain time by Shemitah. Biarti Hakoidesh. I removed the Kaidesh. Doesn't mean I destroyed. Rashi says the word Biur doesn't mean to destroy. The word biur just means to empty. To what'd you say?
Kisava, no?
It's bar mitzvah parasha. So Rashi seems to say the bracha al biur chametz is on the bedika, because bedika biur hainu bedika, and a chanami it's going on the bedika. Rashi says, "Biur hainu nami bedika." Stuff in Vissen. Okay, I'll call upon him. Comes along, Rebbe Yoshev, frekt Rebbe Yoshev akasha. Says Rebbe Yoshev, in the name of the Beis Yosef, it's not his own kasha. Why were Chazal not misakin a bracha on the bittel? Why is there no bracha that we make when you do bittel chametz? What? Hold on a second. So first of all, according to the Rush, that's not such a great kasha. Why not? What? It is on the bittel. The Rush said, you know why we say Lashon of Al Bir and not Bidika? Because we want to include the bittel. Great. Okay, so we should make an extra bracha. I don't know. That's not a good kasha. So according to the Rush, I don't think we have such a great kasha here. The Rush says, Ena Chanami. The bracha of Al Bir Chometz is going on the bittel.
20 We're just including. What?
That was the rush. The rush.
If you didn't, for whatever reason, you didn't make a bracha on the bedikah. So do you make another bracha on the bittul?
Okay, so first, it's not muchach yet that you don't. Right. That, okay, that we'll have to see. But the rush is saying that you make the bracha is kailu the bittul also, in a chanami. Says Rebbe Yashiv, okay, let's break this down. A bracha on the bittul. If you hold Rashi lishitasoi, it's taka good kasha. What does Rashi hold is the yisoid of bittul. What does bittul do for you? It does a tashbisu, it does a mitzvah. It's a kiyum of the mitzvah. You have a good question. Why are you not making a bracha on the tashbisu? You make a bracha on the bedika, you should make a bracha also on the bittul. Why not? However, says Rebbe Yashiv, if you tell me, like Tosfos, that all bittul is, it's a sophisticated type of hefker, and all hefker does is it sidesteps Balyur HaBayimatze. It's not really a kiyum of tashbisu, it's just avoiding Balyur HaBayimatze. Why should you make a bracha on the bittul? If I sell my chometz, I'd make a bracha? No. If I would eat my chometz, I'd make a bracha? No. If I would be mafkir my chometz or be mavatl my chometz, why should I make a bracha? It's not a kiyum of a mitzvah. It's just a sidestep. There'd be no kasha. Being that Tosfos holds that bittul is hefker, you don't make a bracha. Azoi zokt Rebbe Yashiv. The problem is, my friends, is that the Rush holds that bittul is hefker, and the Rush is saying that the bracha is going on bittul. So Rabbi Yosh is saying, doesn't make sense to me. Rabbi Yosh's svar is very compelling. But he's saying, why would you make a bracha on something that's anyway not really a mitzvah? Just sidestepping the mitzvah. Sidestepping the Avera. But the Maisa, the Rosh says, bittul is hefker. And the Rosh says, the bracha is going on the bittul. So not only is the kasha a kasha, but the Maisa, and you say, why don't we do according to the Rush? You make a bracha on the bittul zefker. What's going
to
be?
The more you said, when it came out that it has to be because of Shema Yimtzagluski, you want to make a bracha on the Shema Yimtzagluski, meaning.
No, the bracha is on the takana that you have to be mevato. Chazal or Messiah, you have to be mevato. Oh, wait, the Maisa, are you mechuyev to do bittul? Yes or no? Okay, yes. Donsky. What? Oh, so it might depend on how you understand how that works, and maybe it's still a mitzvah. Rabbi Asher learned that even according to the Ran, it still is a mitzvah, even though it's hefker, it could be. But you could say a little bit differently, which we'll get back to. But that you could say perhaps as follows. Avada the Rush doesn't mean that the bracha is on the hefker. What's the bracha on? The bedika. It's just we used a language that could also include the hefker. Lemaisa, did the Chacham tell you should be mafkir? Yes. Erechanami, you're not being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, but the Chacham told you to be Mafkir. So we want to include that also. And you're right, it's just to avoid Balyur HaBayimatze, but it's not the Ikar Bracha. I bet it's not the Ikar Bracha. The Bracha is on the Bedika. Just, why don't we say a Lashon of Bedika? Because we'll include that also. We'll have that be a part of it. But you would never make a Bracha on the Hefker alone, on the Bittul alone. You don't need to. Because it's nice.
The whole reason why we have the
it's nice to include it. Hey, Nachanami, I wouldn't be misaking a bracha on that. But once I'm making a bracha already, so let me include that in the bracha. Kenzai. Let's move on, Rabbi Yisrael. So how do we answer the question for Rashi? Rashi says that bittul is a mitzvah. It's a kiyum tashbisu. Why is there no bracha on the tashbisu? Says the Beis Yosef. He says, you don't make a bracha on something that you do believe. Dvarim shebaleiv, you don't make brachas on. And bittul is done where? Hashpasa deleiv. Therefore, there's no bracha. Frek tagoin Reb Yishaya pick. Ask the question. Hold on a second. But truma also is done beleiv. It says in the pasuk, v'nechshav lechem trumaschem. V'nechshav means it could be done b'mach Shava, you could do Truma Belev, you could do Truma in your mind, in your heart, same thing. Why do we make a bracha on truma? It doesn't need a ma'aseh afterwards. It doesn't. You're makayim your mitzvah by just thinking, this is truma, that's not truma. Finished. I have two piles, one big, one small. This is truma, I didn't have to say anything. That's it. Done.
They are separated.
Nechshav lachem. It can be separated already beforehand.
Doing a ma'aseh of separating.
You're not doing a ma'aseh of anything. You're doing a machshava of separating.
The things are different now. You made them separate.
What do you mean?
The same, and now they're two different things.
So the Rabbi Yosha says the following thing. Maybe this is what Akiva means. He says, and I'll say it in my terms. Ein hachanami, truma happens b'machshava. But after you have a machshava, what has now happened? After your machshava, you've created a chalois in the chefza. This is truma, this is chulin. Before everything was tevel, and now I've shaft a chalois in the chefza. So have I done something? Absolutely. In a chanami, it happened only in my machshava, but there's a chalois that's chal. Now there's truma here. You can make a bracha, there's a chalois. But when it comes to bittul chametz is a din in the Gavra, we learned, according to Rabbi Yashav, also we learned that way. Vifol, insofar bittul chametz is a din in the Gavra, you don't make a bracha, you didn't do anything. If your bittul would make that, the chefza would now be like batol, you'd make a chal, a din in the chametz would be like, no longer oichel echves nishvas, ein achanami. Then you can make a bracha on it also. But now that you're saying that bittul is only a din in the Gavra, you didn't really do anything. So you had a machshava. You have a feeling. But you don't make brachas on feelings. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything physically. You didn't do anything halachically. You didn't shaf a chalois. Therefore, there's not going to be a bracha. L'choira. The shayla is Rabbi Yisai on the Rambam. The shayla is on the Rambam. The Rambam is pilei ploim. Because the Rambam also seems to say you make a bracha on your bittul. The Rambam says, halacha lemaisa, the bracha we're going to make is al bir chametz. Why do we make al bir chametz? The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, halacha tesvav. The Rambam goes through, there are certain mitzvahs you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, and there are certain mitzvahs you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, v'chein, who mevarech al bir chametz? Bein shebadak laatzmoi, bein shebadak laacherim. Shemeis shegomar beliboy levatel nasis mitzvahs habior. Koidem sheyivdoik. Kamoi sheyisbar bimkoimai. Says the Rambam, you know why you say al bir chametz? Because you're saying the al bir chametz before you do the bedika, but guess what? You've already done the bittul. Kivon shegomar beliboy levatel nasis mitzvah sabir. The mitzvah's done already. Pum pum poof. You've already done it. So when you've already done a mitzvah, what's the appropriate word to use? Livaer or albir? Albir. Livaer means the future, but we can't talk about the future because you already did your mitzvah.
Do bittul first,
and then we do bittul second. Everybody say, we do bittul second. The Rambam says, I'm going to choose my words carefully, bittul happens first. What does the Rambam mean? We do bittul second. The Rambam says, bittul happens first. Let's read the Rambam again, and I'm going to tell you what I think Pshat and the Rambam is. I'm pretty close Pshat. The Rambam says, Kachu mevarech al bir chametz. Bein shebarak la'atzmen shebarak lachem. Shemeis. Shegomar beliboy levatel. Nasis mitzvah sabir. What does the Rambam mean? Shemeis. Shegomar beliboy levatel. Nasis mitzvah sabir. What does the Rambam mean to say? What's the Rambam saying? When you decide you're going to be mevatel it?
You're going to be dika then, but also ready. No, you're not.
You're ready to do the mitzvah. What do you mean? Did you do... You decided you're going to do it. You did it already. What does that mean? Better than machshava kemaisa. Abayi say, what is bitul chametz? Let's say according to the Rashi, what's bitul chametz? What is it? It's a machshava. It's a attitude towards chametz. It's a feeling. The moment I decide I'm going to do bittul, I just did bittul. I did bittul. Bittul is not something that you like. You. It's not like a switch that you flip. It's a feeling. It's a feeling you have to have. If a person has that feeling, can a person choose not to be mevatel as chametz? I don't think so. You have the feeling. You don't have the feeling. You had the feeling already. So once you had the feeling, boom, boom, it's not a chalois. If bittul was a chalois, okay, I can choose when I want to do the chalois or not. Bittul is an attitude. If you have that attitude, once you have that emotion, you did your bittul already. It's done. I'll give you an example. We spoke about pirurim. We said pirurim are mimela batli. What does that mean? It's just not important to me. I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to do anything. The moment they're not important. Now, pirurim are intrinsically not important. But the moment I decide that this chametz is not important to me, it's done. I can't hold it off. It happens me'elof. It's narsis. It happened. The mitzvah's beer. You did it. So according to the Rambam, you can't. You're always going to end up doing your bedika after your bittul happened, not because you chose to say the lashon of kol chamira v'chamira. Before you chose to do your bedika, you might choose to say it afterwards. But the moment you say, okay, guys, we're done with the chametz, that's it. Your bittul's here. You did your bittul. Whether you like it or not, whether you wanted to or you didn't, your bittul's already here. So now you're making a bracha. You have to make a bracha on the bittul. And the bittul happened already. So therefore, your bracha is al bir chametz. This is what the Rambam says.
Isn't bittul more complex than just having a machshava? You have to make it disgusting.
No. What do you mean? Have to make it disgusting?
You have to look at it and actually make it
disgusting. No. You don't have to look at anything. No. You don't even have to. It could be chametz sheni yedua. I don't know about any chametz. I don't have to look at it. I don't know. I don't know where the chametz is. When you do bittul, you don't even know where the chametz is. I don't know where the chametz is. Chametz is disgusting to me. Okay. If you're going to burn your chametz, this is Rabbi say. This is reminiscent of the diak we made on the top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We said Rashi says that when you're burning b'shas sreifas chametz. Rashi says the bittul is belayed. We explain because over there you're already going to burn the chametz. You don't need to speak it out. The bittul is like it's almost happened on its own. Your actions speak louder than your words. Rambam says the moment you zug tzut that you're doing the bedika, you already had your bittul. Boom, you did your bittul already. Bittul happens balayla according to the Rambam.
Starting the process where eventually I'm going to do bittul, that's why it's now.
Yeah, that could be.
In other words, that was no.
They're not. Right. It'd have to be that way. Yeah, it'd have to be that way. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, but we got a big problem with the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't make any sense. The Rambam made this up. It's not the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about should you say albir or livayr? What's the Gemara's shaila? Livayr is good because it's lahaba. That's good. Gemara seems to say we want the bracha to be going on what happens afterwards. Machlokes is albir. Is albir going on only what he did before? Is it going on what's afterwards? The Rambam says we choose albir because it's going on what's before. The Gemara says we're chewing albir because it's going on what's afterwards. The Rambam's pushing that like the Gemara. It's a pelatzum, the Rambam. The Gemara says, the machlokes is, do we say albir is going on me'ikara and therefore you can't use it? Or is albir going on le'aba and therefore you can use it? The Rambam says, the reason why we use albir is because it's going on the past.
If it's on the future, then you're for sure good to do the actual bittul after the medika. And if it's me'ikara ma'akma, then really the bittul is already done. Saying, whichever way you go,
it's
still
going on. The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says if it's going on Lasha Avar, it's not good. Now, the Wanda Rambam says you say Lavar because he holds Lasha Avar is not good. The Rambam's going not like the Gemara. I hear you're saying Gupshat and Rambam, but it doesn't fit with the Gemara.
What does Mikara mean?
Mikara means it's going on the past. So, we're saying it doesn't work. The Gemara says it doesn't work if it goes on the past. The Rambam says it does work if it goes on the past. So I have to say something similar to what Avram Yisrafen said, but not exactly. We say like Rabbi Avram Erlinger. It says Rabbi Avram Erlinger in the Birkas Avram as follows. He says, no. Avada, really, what's your bracha going on? You make the bracha. What's your bracha really going on? The bittul or the bedika? The bedika. Really, it's going on the bedika, for sure. And if it's going on the bedika, what does it need to be if you're making the bracha before? If it's going on the bedika, it has to be on lehaba. The Rambam just says the reason we chose the lashon of al biur is because it also will include the bittul. That's what the Rambam means. You know why we chose al biur chametz? Because al biur can include the past and the future. If it's only the past, is that going to work? No. Why not? Because you don't make a bracha only on the bedika, on the bittul. You don't make a bracha only on the bittul. Because the bittul is something that happens belave. You don't make a bracha only on the bittul. So if it's only the past, you won't make the bracha. But if it's the future, if it's only the future, that would work, but it's not great. What's something that's only the future? Levayer. So why did we choose al biur according to the man Rambam that says al biur? Because he holds it includes the past and the future. What's the purpose of the past and the future? I'll get my bedika and my bittul. So the Rambam also is saying that we're trying to include more. You're right. The ikur bracha is really on the bedika, but if I can include the bittul also, I'll do that. But the problem is the bittul happened beforehand. Say al biur, which will mean the fore and afterwards. It means it's mashma both of them. That'll get you your bittul and your bedika. That's the way the Rambam learns.
That was what we said before. That there's no machlekes here. This is what Rav said. But if beer means both, then there's no real machlokes.
It'll come out in the Gemara that beer is going to al beer is going to always mean both. We'll see the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Meisve Baruch Asher Kidushanu Mitzvayse Tzivanu Al Amila." Now, according to the Amar that says you always say Livayer, why here are you saying Al Amila? Alamila sounds like an amila that happened already. Says the Gemara, Hasam, Hechi Nema. What do you want to say? Nema Lamo. Wanted to say Lamo. Loisagi Dilav Iuma. What he has to do the mila. Lamo makes it sound like you're Machuiv. He's not Machuiv to do the mila. So therefore, Lamo isn't good. Therefore, say Alamila. Ask Toysis, okay, but Alamila is also not good because Alamila is Mashma. I thought you said it's Mashma the past. So, but you're talking about the future. So, says Taisvis, Kipligi Baal Bir, Marisov Lahaba Mashma, Pir Shabinatam, Lishaver Mashma Tvei Milahaba. No. Al Bir just means it's Mashma more past than the future. Avikomoko Mashma Namik Tas Lahaba. He agrees it's also Mashma a little bit in the future. Dilav Mashma Klalaba, El Shaverim Kane, Hechikam Bisamuch, Name Alamo. You can't say something that's a lie. If you say alamila and it only means the past, you can't make that bracha if you're doing the future. So elamai alamila, it means ktsas laba, also lishavar. According to the Rambam, the man holds means laba, it also means lishavar. So everyone agrees, according to the Rambam, alamila means the past and the future. Question is, what is it more mashma? If it's more mashma past, and it's not a good lashon for a bracha that's going to be on the future. If it's more unless you have no choice. If it's more mashma future, then it's a better lashon to use for a bracha that you want to include something in the past also, because then you can include also the bittul.
Why mashma like past and future? I always thought that alamila is al-mitzvah's mila, like a shukir shana to make, like in general, like the mitzvah's mila. Why
I don't know. You have to ask. I don't know the answer to that question. You have to ask Rabbi. Could ask Rabbi Mandelbaum, Shmuel Mandelbaum. He wrote a book on Diktuk. So Rabbi said it would come out according to the way I understand the Rambam. If a person says le va'er halacha lemaisa, if you say le va'er, did you make a good bracha? Livayer chametz. Livayer chametz. I think according to the Rambam, you did not make a good bracha. Because the what?
You mean it's not like it's only like we also want to get a better lashon.
True, but I think Chazal were koyvea. This is the bracha. They chose al over li. The simple reading of the Gemara seems to say, li var is great. The question is al bir also good? But according to the Rambam, what's better, li var or al bir? According to the Rambam, al bir is better. So it could be chazal or koiveya, only say al bir. You have to say the best lashon. Say al bir. Maybe it's the wrong nusach. According to Rashi, seems to be mashma. Bilavar kulam lo pligi dila bo mashma v'shapir dami. It's good. That's good. Levar is good. Everyone agrees levar is good. According to the way we're learning, it's not that it's good. Everyone agrees that it's mashma l'sha'avar. But if al bir is mashma also l'sha'avar and la'aba, it's all mashma la'aba, I mean, if al bir is mashma l'sha'avar and la'aba, then al bir is better. According to the Rambam, it could be you're only supposed to make al bir. You're not supposed to make levar.
What's the problem?
Because Chazal were masaking the bracha of al bir. This is a better lashon of bracha. If a person, let's say a person would decide to say bracha to Hashem al kenem al chalom eshek rishon mitzvos tzivanu al bdikas chametz. That wasn't the Chazal's. They weren't masaking that. That's not the bracha. I don't know if that's good. But I'm doing bdika. Yeah, but that's not the bracha. So over here, livar al. I'm not sure. According to the Rambam, it could be that wasn't the bracha. We wanted to include also a bitl. You're right. We didn't have to, but that's what the chazal. That's the way chazal were kaveh, because it works. Okay, my friends. Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.